The series of automatic cuts to government spending called sequestration will total more than $1 trillion in savings over the next 10 years. The expenses of those savings is now beginning to ripple through our area, as L.C. Morris explains.
Government agencies are figuring out how they will begin to cut a total of $85 billion from now through October 1st to comply with the mandated 50-50 split in cuts between defense and domestic discretionary spending.
I am concerned that as we move forward, that we are going to put ourselves in a situation where we cannot control the cuts that will be forthcoming.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones represents the 3rd Congressional District, which spans eastern North Carolina from the Outer Banks down to Oslo County. Jones is strongly opposed to ideas laid out in the sequestration order for fiscal year 2013.
I believe in flexibility. I would feel better about this sequestration if every agency had the authority to have more flexibility as to what programs would be cut and what programs would not be cut.
North Carolina will lose $25.4 million in funding for primary and secondary education and an additional $16.8 million for children with disabilities. Also, a major impact will be felt on area military bases as operations statewide will incur massive cutbacks and furloughs. Funding for the Army would be cut by $136 million. Air Force operations would be cut by $5 million. And according to a White House press release, the Navy would see the cancellation of aircraft depot maintenance at Cherry Point.
The military has been prepared for quite a few months of the possibility of sequestration. And I know that I had been to Cherry Point and spoken to the base commander and also visited the depot and got a briefing as to what their concerns might be if this country went into sequestration. It is one of those situations, quite frankly, that we'll probably get a better handle on what is going to happen as we move into April. But again, the military nationally, not only just in eastern North Carolina, they have been preparing for this.
In the process of sequestration, approximately 22,000 civilian North Carolina Department of Defense employees would be furloughed, reducing gross pay by $117.5 million. Nat Fay is the Director of Public Affairs for Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune and Marine Corps Installations East. Fay says department heads at multiple levels are seeking a smooth transition.
We've received notifications from both the Secretary of the Navy and the Commandant to prepare for potential furlough program being implemented. When it'll happen, likely around mid to late April. If it were to happen, would receive a 30-day notification so that they could get themselves prepared.
The Commandant has laid out a blueprint.
The combat readiness of our operating forces, you know, taking care of our Marines on the forward edge of our nation's security, those in Afghanistan, and especially those who are preparing to go. And that really is what impacts our installations, because we hold the responsibility of training those Marines.
As furloughs loom, Camp Lejeune is pushing forward.
Do an internal audit, make a careful evaluation to determine where, you know, expenditures can be reduced or slowed to ensure sufficient funding for the entire fiscal year. We have to keep our Commandant's priorities top on the list, which is ensuring the combat readiness of our operating forces. Everything else is second to that.
At Cherry Point Air Station, furloughs hang in the balance for the Fleet Readiness Center. Specifics now are unknown. While the military takes its hit, surrounding areas will be impacted as well. Jones County Manager Frankie Howard says military presence is a major player in household incomes in Jones County as citizens commute back and forth to Camp Lejeune and Cherry Point. Howard is awaiting final numbers from Washington to see how sequestration will affect his county's budget.
We haven't had clear understanding yet of what the local impact is going to be to our budget, but we do receive federal pass-through dollars for certain programs in the Department of Social Services and our senior center through the aging programs. We are expecting an impact in those programs.
Jones County Superintendent Michael T. Bracey is keeping a watchful eye on programs to be downsized or eliminated, especially those affecting public schools. Ellis Williford, the Wilson County manager, says their primary concern to keep funded is health and social services.
And that will primarily be entitlement funds like food stamps or Medicaid, plus any pass-through monies such as WIC or foster care or daycare funds. We won't know until it goes to the state and the state advises us how much will actually be sequestered by the state or how much they will absorb and then not pass cuts along to us. So for the next several weeks, we're waiting to see how we'll be notified of what the effects will be.
With the average state unemployment rate at 9.7%, some eastern North Carolina counties are struggling with almost double the rate. Edgecombe County's unemployment rate is a whopping 15%. With no military presence in the rural area, County Manager Lorenzo Carmen says he's not quite sure what impact the sequester will have on his county.
There's a whole lot of unknowns that are in there. We have contracts, agreements, funding approvals from the state and federal governments, and we have not been notified that any of those things need to be changed or modified. So it's kind of almost like barring trouble trying to figure out what it is going to mean to us at the end of the day.
Also playing out in sequester, Medicare changes. According to the North Carolina Hospital Association, federal cuts in Medicare reimbursements will cost North Carolina's healthcare systems $1.3 billion over the next decade. April 1st is when the big picture will play out on smaller, more local stages. Congressman Walter B. Jones says the problem with sequestration is that the across-the-board cuts are disproportionately focused on the military.
They were supposed to come out with a plan to reduce the debt and the deficit of our country. In that legislation was the word sequestration. And if these 12 people could not come out with a legislative plan to reduce the government spending, then we would go into automatic sequestration.
Congressman G.K. Butterfield this week sent a letter to the Federal Aviation Administration urging to stop sequestration at the Kinston Regional Jet Port and the Coastal Carolina Regional Airport in New Bern. If the FAA contract tower program is canceled, the towers would be unstaffed, meaning no air traffic controllers. For a list of programs affected by sequestration, log on to publicradioeast.org. I'm L.C. Morris.